you got to do what you love.
Okay, go ahead.
But you got to jerk off to memories.
Welcome to another Latino Huida podcast. Wow, and the Latino Huida podcast. Christian Hennis Mayer, and today we're with Hunter Hirsch.
Hello.
And I just gave him ice cream with cookies. And
so
Manzanita Sol. That is like, I just found that soda like out of nowhere, and it's like, I'll bring this.
It's really good.
Hunter is the best comic I know that really, really, really likes trains. And
thanks, man.
I just say something about any comic, and it's like in particular. First, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
And
I stop eating.
No. No, you know why? Because I am the one who is always eating, because usually I don't eat because I share my meal with the guest.
Okay.
And my mom, she's part of the podcast and see the clips and see, and she's like, usually like guests don't eat.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, you're the only one eating in the podcast. You're eating all the food. And it's like, because they don't eat.
Mom,
he's eating. And you know what she texted me today? I was like, hey, I'm recording the podcast. She's like, instead of being, oh yeah, I'm so happy for you, you won a fucking award, I'm happy for you. No, she was like, do you give napkins to the guests? It's like, yes, mom, I do. Here they are.
You got mom looking out for you. That's nice.
But I wanted to, like, I have topics to talk about that I believe they will be cool.
No,
but
dude, thanks.
You're so happy.
Yeah, no, I just get to eat ice cream and answer things.
Okay, but first, like, I want to talk a little bit about you. And because in any Rose Battle, they say you're autism.
Yes.
Are you like if you do the exams, you're being the spectrum? just like scratching, like a dog behind you.
Yeah. Before we start, how much do you edit this? Like, if I say people's names, can you bleep them out?
I can bleep them out. I'd rather, like, usually I put
just
this raw.
All right. I mean, actually,
but I can do, like, if you're so, like, if you said it and you're like, hey, can we bleep out this one?
Yeah,
I can.
Yeah,
do.
I mean, whatever. We'll feel it out. But like,
you start saying the N word, it's like, no,
not that word. I mean, maybe we'll see, but like, I guess I am, man. Like, I think I was diagnosed when I was like 21. Judging by who I was when I was six, it's like, oh yeah. Like, okay. As a little kid, it was like, whoa, like pretty clear. But I mean, I've worked a lot of my social chops. They're still not like splendiferous, but I'm like pretty self-aware.
Yeah, people with autism watching this, and they're like, that word, that,
yeah,
splendiferous. Can you repeat that word?
Well, like, I can like get by. Yeah, I think that's a Bill Cosby word, splendiferous. I forget. It's hard.
That's the first name I'm bleeping. That's the first name. Like, can you?
Yeah, it probably doesn't help with monetization. It's not, it was like a pre all that.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it was during all that, but before we knew about it. Yeah, so I guess I am. But like, the thing is, I try not to talk about it on stage really anymore, because I know a lot of people who are not labeled autistic who are way more socially inept than me.
Okay.
Or like, or people who are genuinely autistic. Like,
I have a friend. He's a comic. He has like a stutter, but it's not that bad. He stopped and he said, like, I don't make jokes about my stutter, because there's people who had a really bad stutter that they say, like, no, your stutter is not bad enough, so don't say that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, there's an angle to talk about it, but talking about I'm autistic, it's like, that's not really what it is. Like not autistic, then like, I'm definitely, you know what I mean? Like, so what are we doing at a certain point? Yeah. And like, a lot of you can bleep the whatever.
I can bleep.
Like, but
Bill Cosby, that's the two names I'm bleeping.
All the B names. But so like, or like someone who, have you seen him before?
No.
He's fun to watch. He's very genuinely, like, full-blown. He'll go, Most of the time, he'll end his set. He'll go, "So I was in a psych ward for 5 years. So I'm gonna do question and answer for what it's like to be in a psych ward." And then
he's at that speed.
Yeah, and someone will go, "How was the food?" And he goes, "The food was really good. We had pizza." And it's like he's all the way in, okay. And it's like, well, he's autistic. He should talk about it. And it's on. People look at me differently when they have that label. Okay. Like, and there's a lot of times where I talk to people and I can tell that they're like trying to like give me space or work with me or something, or look at me just differently. It's like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Like, I'm cool. We don't have to do this.
So you can feel that he's fine and he's okay. He ordered me.
Yeah, Erickson.
He really wanted. We were in the Green Rod Rose Battle.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, "Can you do an Indian accent?" And he really wanted.
Oh, yeah.
So I did it. And I should have put the sound like,
good Indian.
But I was like, I can work like in a phone service. If you talk to the phone service, I can talk to you. One of the topics I have is, I don't know if you have seen, but I recently saw a video that in Indonesia, like, this is a nice segue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alligators found a way to lure humans to get into their swamp and to eat them. Mm-hmm. And the way they do it is that they just lay upside down and they just put the paws out. Like is someone drowning.
Oh, wow.
And then someone is like, someone's drowning. They go and they eat them.
Wow. That's pretty sneaky.
That's the most amazing thing about nature. Like,
it's their little paws?
I'm going to show it to you. Like,
your little paws go up in the air?
Yeah, I'm going to show it to you.
Because I would, if I saw that, I would think, oh, an alligator is drowning, and then I wouldn't help it.
I would help it. I see an alligator drowning. Let me see if I can find it, like, quickly. But
okay. Wait. So people go and save. It's because they see the. It's not.
They see the little paws, and they're like, "I need to save that."
Yeah, but I mean, alligator paws. What are they? Are they cute?
Yeah, but from far, I believe you got in, and then you realize too late, like, closer. That's not a human.
So once you're within, like, 30 feet, then it can go and chase you down.
Let me see if I can find it, because that was...
Damn, dude.
It's just a little pop.
Oh, my God. That's actually...
Come on.
Oh, wow. That's actually pretty fucking masterful. Good for them. Do they have thumbs?
They have, like, little thumbs.
Wow. So that's how they're figuring shit out.
But I like that you're like, oh, no, an alligator is drowning. Yeah,
because I pictured them kind of like T-Rexes, where they had, like, this kind of shit. So you just see this out of the... And
yeah, but
like,
they found a way that...
Yeah, I thought you'd just see, like, a little bit of their chest, too.
I want to know the how many people have been killed by alligators... Because they just keep going into the water.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll pull that out. That's crazy, dude. But then I saw this, and I was like, Hunter may like animal facts.
Animal facts are good.
Yeah, no, they are amazing. Generally, yeah. So I found out there's a Malaysian ant. Is it? I'm going to tell you the whole name of the ant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn, dude, you do fucking legwork for this.
Malaysian exploding ant.
Damn.
It's an ant. That one of the defensive mechanisms is that they just explode.
They just blow up?
Yeah.
And so that's not a great defense mechanism on their part.
They protect the nest.
Okay. Yeah.
But it is like, this looks a lot like something that some humans do.
Yeah. I was going to say, it seems like it's more of a Japanese ant.
It's a kamikaze.
Is that where we're heading?
No, I was going with 9/11.
Yeah. Dude, there's very interesting animals in these India-adjacent countries.
Like, Australia is a place that is, like, amazing for animals. Like,
yeah.
Every time you're like, they discover another super dangerous, poisonous, venomous, deadly, whatever.
Yeah.
Australia. Like,
yeah.
Australia have all of that.
It's like, it's a snake with a big penis. A lot of...
That have limbs and can grab you.
Yeah.
Australia.
Yeah. Snake with arms.
And the other one that I found is... Bombardier beetle.
Cool. It's like a B-52.
Bombardier. Yeah. So what the beetle does is it has like two different, let's call it pistols because of whatever, like two veins where the beetle shoots two different liquids that when they go together, they create a chemical reaction gets hot, and it can get into onto like 100 centigrades. Mm-hmm. So he basically like throws that to other insects and boils them.
He boils insects. So good for him, man.
It's like what is happening in nature? Like they have super. That's a superpower.
It's badass. Yeah,
that's super badass.
Where are the bombardier? Are they in the same area as the exploding ants? That would be an interesting.
They should be in the same area.
Combination.
Every continent except Antarctica.
Really? Okay. Every
every continent. Okay. They don't have everything.
It didn't really hit me.
Upset until. This one.
Okay. Damn.
I would love to have one of those and just see like let's see you attacking something.
Pet little bomber. That's so cute. 100 degrees centigrade.
Just put it against the ants and it's like a revolution.
Damn.
Dude, that's a movie. I'll fucking see that movie.
Yeah, yeah. Like the next Bug's Life, but it's
it's Bug's Life.
Yeah.
Bugs, like I was reading a lot. These are insects that I love, but there's a frog that when he's in they're gonna attack the frog, the frog breaks his limbs and use that like the bone like a fucking Wolverine shit.
Oh my god. That dude.
Animal facts.
That's crazy, dude. Are you autistic?
I'm like, yes.
I think we all are a little bit. Dude, I'm a music teacher, and I teach one-on-one lessons, and there's so many times I have kids now that aren't diagnosed, but I'm like, whoa. And it's just because they're just staring at an iPad for so long that they don't know. And I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, well, I believe a lot of kids now are autistic. Yeah. But did you see that telepathy tapes, something like that? I don't know
telepathy
if you heard.
Telepathy tapes?
Did you hear about that?
No.
Apparently, autistic kids, but like really on the spectrum that they don't even talk and they don't communicate yet.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, they can communicate by telepathy with other kids. And there's like a podcast called The Telepathy Kids, The Telepathy Tapes. And it's about this. And it's like, what? I didn't heard about, like, I heard about it. I didn't listen to the podcast.
They're but probably just thinking the same thing. It's probably not.
No, but the experiment is like they give like one a word. And then there's other in another room, and then they like 95% of the times the other kid knew the word, and it's like I gotta go into the
all right
because for now I was like just like superficial. I didn't get deep into the investigation.
I'm down. That's cool.
But there's a power you might have. You may have telepathy. You don't know.
Damn, dude. I was thinking at first, because telepathy is different than, what's the one where you can like move stuff with your mind?
Telekinesis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Matilda?
Yeah, yeah. Matilda got that shit?
Yeah. Which one would you prefer, telekinesis or telepathy?
Probably telepathy. Like,
just speaking to.
Just to be able to like hear people. Well, is that just communicating thoughts?
I believe it's just communicating thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, so you can't read people's minds?
I don't believe that.
I think it's so wholesome.
I'm gonna end the first part because I didn't explain, but the podcast is two parts. But I'm gonna end the first part with one question. Okay.
Okay.
There's this meme that is around that is like, if you can communicate to the whole humanity, like 8 billion people, and in what it doesn't matter what language you say what you're about to say, they will hear it in their language, so they will understand. One phrase, whatever you want, what would you say?
Oh,
and
shit.
The most common answer is like, one of the best is like, I'll say like, you chose right, your religion is the correct one. And then see the wall burning, because everybody heard the same. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Shit.
You are gay.
This. Yeah.
You are gay.
Hell yeah, dude.
Why are you gay?
that's what really good, all man. People hear.
That's really awesome that you have. Is it? Or do you have other gay buttons?
I have this.
Women.
Nice. That's good. That's good.
So that was a fucking lie.
Oh, nice.
And I have this.
Why must you fail me so often?
Yeah. Shit. I was hoping that would give me time to figure this out.
Okay. I can put you to sad music and you can figure it out. What would you tell to all the people in the world? If you have the opportunity, Hunter, this is your moment. By the way, his name is Hunter. Your sister's name is like.
Oh, my brother's name is Forrest. Yeah.
Forrest, and the dog is like Steve. It's like what?
I don't know. I can't really make a difference, you know. So maybe be like, maybe jazz is good. just try to get everyone to take a second look.
Yeah, people like indigenous in the people is like, what the fuck is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like, yeah. It's you're always gonna run into that. It's always gonna be. Oh. Or I just like do my favorite Cumtown bit into everyone's head or something like that.
And then the CEO on stage is like, that was the guy.
Yeah, well, let's see. It was Nick Mullen. I just put it in everyone's head.
But, do a one-liner.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a comic have the opportunity to talk to all humanity. It's like, I'm going to do this bit about dicks.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do a pause, but we're going to come back with the next topic that you will like. And we are back. We were trying to catch some Bombardier Beetles, and we didn't find them. They're not in this continent, apparently. Okay, the next topic I have for you, because I know you have a joke that goes with this. Okay. It's about... You know what? I'll start, like, there's two topics, but I'll start with this one. Okay. I've been seeing lately that Blue Shoes and Hinge, two Viagra pills, are getting marketed to young people.
Yeah.
That like, before, 10 years ago, like, Viagra was like, this is for 60 years old people that
I
get the dick hard. But now, like, the moment that I was, like, I kind of worried, is like, do these people need that? It was, like, in the intermission of college football game, and it's like, for who is this being marketed? And then you see, and it's like super young women and the super young guys in the commercials. So it's like, what the fuck is happening? Like, are the kids not?
Yeah.
Are the little kids not getting their dick hard? Like, what is that? Let me help you.
The little kids.
This is the part that we're gonna bleep.
The little kids.
Come on, kids. I'll help you with your little ding-dongs.
Get away with so much shit on stage with that accent, bro. It's like, that's like Femi stuff. Where he's like, it is okay to rape the women. It's like, oh, you know, it's not that bad.
And people are like, ah.
If I said it, it'd be, whoa! But he's just so silly. Sorry, continue.
No, but so, what do you think about that? Because for me, it's like...
Oh, dude.
For me, it's actually like, is it happening? Like young people are having troubles with that or what?
It's porn. It's porn, dude. It's porn. It is porn. I just quit porn. It's funny because I quit porn like...
2 days ago.
Well, sort of. It's been, I'm at a week right now. But it's been, like, on and off for, like... Because I used to watch porn every day.
Okay.
Because most of us... I'm pretty sure most of us do.
Yeah.
It's just kind of what it
is. I just watched it before you came in.
Yeah, of course you did. Because you had nothing else to do. Because you had some time.
Yeah.
And that's what... You're like, well, I'm not going to do something for... So I just might as well just watch someone just...
Exactly.
So, like...
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's porn. I'm, like, a month in. And, dude, it's so funny. I'm in a relationship... we're like 6 years in. It's great. I love her. It's awesome. Our sex life has never been better since these past 3 weeks.
Okay.
It's been like kind of crazy. And it's just cause I quit watching porn and that's it. Like, and it's really that simple, dude. What's funny is I watched a lot of porn, but I never had problems getting hard at any point. Which makes me question how much other people are watching porn. Because it's not something that... It's like the most antisocial addiction there is.
Yeah.
So, you don't really know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because no one's going to, openly go about to a bar and do it. Or, go to an alley and buy it from someone else. Give me porn.
If you were an alcoholic, I would have an idea of how much you're an alcoholic because I would see you drink.
Yeah.
Drugs
is the same.
Exactly. Yeah. So then you do it with people. So it's such a private thing that I've reached crazy. I watched.
You can say it because then I will say something. I have
something to say about
porn. Because I have a joke about that, and I'll tell the joke.
Yeah, it's gotten out of hand for me before. Like, there was one time where I took a bunch of mushrooms, and then I had, two screens going.
But wait, it was, two different stories, or the one that had, VR?
Two different things
happening.
Okay. Separately, and I was just like, ah. But, yeah, it can reach that point. But yeah, I'm pretty, like, all the boner issues, I'm pretty sure it's all, a lot of the social issues. I can look people in the eye now. I don't, I think that, because I started watching porn when I was like six, which is
super early.
Too young, maybe. Yeah. And I
know, maybe.
In a lot in a lot of ways, I think that I'm not autistic, not to bring it back to that. I guess kind of too. It's more, it's like, I just got stunted by the shame that comes with that. And I learned to socialize very, like, defensively. And I don't want to look people in the eye because I'm not happy with who I am. So like, I think a lot of times, I think it might kind of be that more than anything else.
I think it might be that, but and because this happened for me. I haven't quit porn, but I'm trying to watch something softer.
Yeah.
Why? Because I got to a point, like, maybe it was like, I realized that the longest I had without having sex, the weirder the porn I watch.
Yeah, yeah.
I have said just the premise, and I see someone laughing really hard. It's like, that guy knows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you start, like, with, in the joke, like, in the joke, I start with, like, regular shit, but I put something that is, like, a step six, that is, like, yeah, for me, the incest is regular porn now, okay? But then, like, I go super weird to like, yeah, let's see what this midget does with that horse,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in reality, that's a joke because obviously I have to exacerbate the shit. But
yeah,
in reality, I was starting to watch not hardcore because I don't like that, but it's like I needed like more. So like,
yeah,
because at some point, like okay, lesbian kissing, that's not doing it. I remember when I was like 14, dude. When I was 14, I like MTV, like All About Us from Tattoo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a kisses scene on that music video. I was like, I'm hard now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was enough.
That was enough. But I got to a point that it's like, I don't feel this is enough. Yeah. I need more.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
that might be what is happening to...
Yeah, absolutely.
To the little kids. That
the little boys.
It is a separate thing, too. It's not... Porn and sex are completely separate in your brain. And, like, they're separate acts. Porn, like, what I've started to realize when I'm getting out of this is I'm not, like, super extra horny now or anything. It's that I'm anxious.
Okay, what about now? I just put the hand on there. What about now? Like, okay, I'm horny now.
But, like, it's genuinely, like, porn is like an off switch, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, where you can just blast, and you can just, whatever's wrong, you can be just, it's just such an intense thing that it wipes that away, and you just end up, it's like a release valve for your mind, and you can just, and then you're sort of, so I think a lot of times, it's just people don't know how to manage their emotions, and it's a very easy way to just sort of, like, clean slate your brain a little bit.
Yeah, at least for a couple of hours.
Yeah, exactly. And it puts you at a deficit, like, to a degree. But you can escape something, even if it is kind of at a cost in a way.
But I believe the problem now is that the research, well, not research, I believe it's the search of so many guys that are like addicted to the women in porn,
yeah,
that became like a slave of it, because and women realize that, and you can see now a lot of dominatrix shit on porn that was not something that you used to see. Now a lot of porn is like, no, is it, they're like, I've seen these ones, okay?
You did used to see.
I've seen these ones. I've seen this one. I didn't know it was gonna go that way, and I was like, what is happening? Like, she's like, oh, yeah, put you hurry. And it's like, I don't know if I'm going to let you come this time. It's like, what do you mean? Like, I'm watching you. I chose this video. I'm going
to
come.
That's been around, though. Just to be clear, I saw that as a kid.
Like, as a kid?
that's not new.
as a six-year-old, it's like, please.
I think you just came across it.
Okay.
Just to be, but what you're saying about
when you were like eight, did you remember being like, no, I'm gonna come, you bitch. Like, you're not gonna not allow me to.
I remember just not knowing what was happening. But what you were saying before is totally true. That like it is has warped how men think about women and relationships and all of that. And the level of like self efficacy necessary to attract a woman is hard to form if you have a like intense porn addiction.
Yeah.
Because you don't do anything. Like, God, I'm sorry, I'm just being kind of real. Isn't that funny?
No, no. Like, it doesn't. This podcast sometimes is funny, sometimes it's deep. Like, I believe if people watch this episode, that they will. One part that they will love is like, dude, like, what he's saying is fucking true.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, yeah, so it's like, when you start getting out from under, have you ever, like, do you have any addictions that you've tackled?
No, because I never drink too much. I never smoke too much. I believe one that I go on off, like, it's like porn addiction. Like, sometimes, like, oh, actually,
it's the easiest one to be addicted to.
Yeah, like, I remember at some point I was, like, doing, like, at least 3 times a day. I was like, okay, this is way too much.
No, absolutely.
And you're like, that's not it.
I mean, no, it's about what, that was about my max, too. But, like,
3 days is way too much.
But, you don't strike me as someone that has a super addictive personality. I do. So I've had to cut through different things. But, like, one thing that happens when you start getting out from under one is you start to see, like, what the actual triggers are. Like, what causes you to actually do that.
All right.
And for me, it's if I fail at something, I would be like, oh, my hands would be like Pornhub. Like, if I'm at my computer and, like, I can't write a joke, my hands would go Pornhub. And I go, oh. Like, it would just happen. I just
imagine you with the guitar, like,
dude, kind of.
Immediately like, going to Pornhub.
Yeah, like I just get beaten by a solo. Like, I couldn't figure out some saxophone line or something.
But, like, one. Like just you miss a note. It's like, well, I guess.
Almost.
I guess I'm like, going to.
Genuinely, yeah. But, like, I think that's common. I think that's a lot of times actually how it works for people. And, like, what ends up happening is you don't learn to push through things. And if you can't push through things, then you're not going to build a life. And if you don't, and that's not, you need to be a whole something to like attract a mate. That's just kind of, at a core, that's just what it is.
No, and there's one podcast. I don't remember the name of this podcast. I never follow it, but they have a like their clips go viral, but it was one, OnlyFans or like one girl that did corn or whatever. I don't care if you like shadow ban me. I've said it many times. I don't.
Yeah, it's weird to switch at this point.
Yeah, no, and I do not care about YouTube like shadow banning me because it's like I don't want to change the way I talk to.
Yeah. To do your thing, man.
So, and porn with P-O-R-N.
They're owned by Meta, right?
Yeah.
And Zucky's right now sort of rolling back a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, what was I saying? Oh yeah, this woman said like, oh, I have so many guys that ask me to tell them like you have a small dick, you're worthless, like this kind of like dominatrix shit.
Yeah.
And then she said like, I will never in my fucking life and any women will ever date a guy like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, but that's what you also are helping turning a lot of men into.
Yeah, she's trying to make a living, man. Like, it sucks. But, like, if you can figure something out, you got to do it.
You saw the thing about the Bob house? Apparently, there's a house.
There's a house?
There's a Bob house where there's, like, the top tier OnlyFans girls. And apparently, the house
it's probably stinky.
Probably stinky. Or not, I don't know. Because they have a lot of products. But apparently, between all of them, that they're like 10.
Yeah.
The money that they made in a year is more than the whole NBA, all the teams, all the players.
Yeah.
Everybody.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
But it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's if you're staring that much money in the face, it's kind of hard. And it's funny because I'm using all the exact same rationalizations that like crack dealers do, where they're like, if I'm not doing it, someone else is gonna do it.
So like, I'll do it.
Yeah, and it is like, I don't know. It's a hard one to hold against. Maybe I'll feel differently after I'm like I have a little more space from it.
Maybe I'll feel different after I jerk off. You just go, yeah, come back like okay.
Yeah, give me a minute. Dude, that's interesting. That's fun to talk about. It's tough.
It's a weird addiction.
Yeah.
Because it's also a product that it doesn't like consume.
It doesn't consume. You don't have to go get it. It was really easy.
And now it's here on your fucking
exactly.
phone.
Exactly. It's like, it was a lot easier for me to quit weed or quit coke or quit. I just do everything, man. But like, like it was quitting coke was easy because I ran out of coke, and then I would have to go get more coke, and that's exactly. A pain in the ass. Like, you have to go listen to some guy talk about Bitcoin for a little bit. And so, like, it's not, it's like.
You have to go to this comedy show.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's fucking, like, weed, too. You have to go to the fucking dispensary. You have to look at that guy who's like, you ready to get stoned? And you're like, oh, my God. Like, you have to go somewhere. You have to do something. But, yeah. Like, porn is something that you do to avoid doing something.
And with this, like, before I. Try to always, if I'm going to do it in the laptop.
Yeah.
Because this will mean that I can do it like, oh, I'm in the comedy show in the green room and I have a little bit more of time. Yeah, I can do it. It's like, I don't want that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the only ways I found having steady. Are you in a relationship? okay, so that's enough. So like
I'm dating and I'm happy with the person I dated.
Yeah. So if you just try to ride that and make sure you don't get weird, but if you just ride that, it'll get way better because you're just committing to that.
Yeah.
There will be times where you're just sitting around your apartment hard for no reason and you just have to deal with that.
But that's lovely because that used to happen like in high school that you get like
horny
for no reason. Like I believe that doesn't happen.
Yeah, that doesn't anymore. Because you just make it go away.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's like it's honestly it's the same thing where like creativity has been stifled so much now because boredom is gone. Like there's nobody's bored because you're just mildly amused by reels.
Yeah.
And you just and it's not even fun. It's not even good, but you're just sort of empty and you're not bored, so then you don't think of anything fun to go say to strangers into a microphone.
Yeah, imagine if Tolkien had like TikTok.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, exactly.
He would look at this booty.
Yeah, it'd be way shorter and shitty. Yeah.
Frodo just goes immediately. He takes an Uber to.
There'd be even more shitty songs in it.
Okay, a lot of people are gonna discuss you on that, but you're a musician.
I'm sorry if you guys like the songs. You like the songs in the book? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, one message because you quit porn. So, like, one message to the camera, to the people who are trying. Like, what is your advice?
You gotta stay busy. You gotta find something that actually matters to you, and you have to be able to commit to it, even though it's gonna hurt a lot. Like, I think a lot of times with addictions, there's like a deficiency and then there's something you're using that exacerbates that deficiency. So like a lot of times self-esteem issues, I think, go with porn, like all the I'm call my dick small stuff. So like you love something, do that thing that you love. Okay. And are you hitting the gay button?
Let's have music.
Oh, okay.
But now I'm hitting the game.
You ugly.
Yeah. And just be willing to be like.
Because actually, this message with this Lego.
Yeah. You got to do what you love.
Okay, go ahead.
But and you got to jerk off to memories. That is a big one, too.
Yeah.
And yes, you will miss her. And
if you don't have memories, create some.
Yeah. Oh, that's dude.
Con las cariñosas.
That is one thing I kind of found was like, when you start jerking off analog, like you, it can be weird because the only thing I found that really works is memories.
Okay. Yeah.
There's some issues with that too.
Yeah.
But like, imagination. That's insane. That's crazy. So that means one of two things. You're imagining someone that you know that you haven't had sex with. And that's not okay. To go, oh, yeah, I'm fucking sure.
That is totally okay.
That's great. Don't do that. That's
I have
crazy.
Done it many times.
Okay. So, I mean, it's not. That's like, that's bad. We can agree. We can agree that's kind of like.
I agree to disagree. That's not bad.
I don't know.
Flattery.
Or you're imagining a new person that has not existed before.
That's harder.
That is harder. I think it's more morally, like, permissible. But it's still, like, whoa. And you're also then responsible for everything that happens.
Yeah.
So like, cause if I'm watching porn and like she like pukes or something on his, then
yeah,
like, then I'm like, whoa,
this is the video.
And that made me feel a certain way. But it was also the video, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I guess I'm all right with that, but it's not my fault that happened. You know what I mean?
But did you imagine?
Like, but it, yeah, then you have to create, and then she.
And she pukes, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, exactly. You're responsible.
What if it, okay, to end the podcast, what if you imagine someone like from like a movie, like
sure.
If I'm fucking the one of the girls from Avatar.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Not the series, the blue gigantic ones.
And you can fuck someone that you know in your head, I guess.
There you go, you can do it.
Like, and, it's okay.
And we got to an agreement.
And it's just like, I mean, it comes to, I mean, it's a pretty gray area. It's just, is that going to affect how you, because if I imagined wailing on someone that I see on a regular basis.
I'll do it, I don't care.
And then I saw them, I would be like, like, I would just feel a little different.
No, for me, it's okay. I'll do it with Aaron Klein many times. I've seen him normally.
If I was gay.
He has really big tits in my imagination.
Was out.
Like, yeah.
Dude, he's so hot, bro.
He's so hot.
I like his vibe too.
Like, I roast him on the, I did a roast against him. Oh, you were there. Like, and on the first row, like my last joke was like just saying like, oh, he's straight, and someone in the first row was like, he's not gay? I thought he was gay. And it's like, I know everybody.
My girlfriend is, I mean, I know he's straight, but like my girlfriend is convinced that he's gay. Because she met him once. She was like, he's gay. I'm like, no, he's not. He's just not. In great shape and sounds like that.
Well, shout out to Aaron Klein. And with this, we are going to end the podcast. Stay tuned because we're going to do bonus content. Adios. Uh-huh. You have to say adios in Spanish.
Adios. Papas fritas.